Welcome to the Divinely Human Podcast.
I am Alicia.
And I'm Tanita.
This podcast is where deep dives and real life collide.
Where we open the sealed section from the cosmic to the chaotic.
Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome back to another week on the Divinely Human Podcast. I am so excited that you're here. I hope last week's catch up was interesting, intriguing, I don't know, thought-provoking. I thought this week it would be really interesting to talk about faith and having faith during those tough times. I think as we are exiting Scorpio season, it is only incredibly prevalent that those dark times and readjusting and pivoting and shedding and all of that beautiful, juicy Scorpio season stuff really shows the cracks in life, and having faith during that season can be really challenging. I don't know about you.
Oh my goodness. As you were saying that, I was just thinking, if there's any kind of astrological season that is going to reignite your faith once it's over, not during, but when it's over, when you come out the other side, it is Scorpio season, because I honestly felt like I was losing my mind during Scorpio season just passed. But this week, like wrapping it all up, I feel like we're all coming to the end and tying up all of those loose ends. And I'm actually starting to feel the lightness start to seep in as we kind of are in that transition stage before Saggy season starts. I don't know about you, if you're starting to feel like, how are you feeling?
Oh my God, I could have, that those exact words could have left my mouth as well. I was going to say brain, but yeah, 100%. That's exactly how I'm feeling as well. It's been, that lightness is coming through really strongly now. And I think that's why, like, you know, when you're in the shit, sometimes it's really hard to see the light. But I know we were like chatting a little bit before this, but I feel like I have had faith this whole time, just like you were saying before we press record. There's been this undercurrent of like, okay, yeah, like life is in shambles, not feeling 100%. Mental health is probably really low, lowest it's been in quite a while. But there is a huge part of me that is just like, I know it's going to be okay. How did you find last season? Like now that we're exiting.
Yeah. Well, by the time this is released, it will be just about to kick off Saggy season. So yeah, I've kind of felt that. I had like this one week where I really did. I felt like I was at my lowest, and I would usually I'm so good at just disassociating and ignoring my mental health. And I did have one week where it was about 2 weeks ago, and I forget who I was talking to, someone in my family, maybe it was my mom, but I said to her, like, I really am conscious right now that my anxiety is out of control. Once I became aware of it and just acknowledged it, it kind of allowed me to integrate it a little bit and move out of that. And now I feel like I've made the necessary changes and shifts to be able to manage that a bit better. So I do feel, yeah, like there was a small little moment, but compared to like previous years, I feel like I have managed to keep that faith and that just that inner reassurance that like this is what's expected. And side note, it's such an incredible tool to be aware of the astrological seasons that we're moving through, because then you're like, not that you have something to blame your mindset on, but like you're so aware of why you may be feeling that way, and also what this season is kind of tasking you to integrate. So I think that it's helpful. So I kind of knew that we were going to be going through a bit of a rough time, but I feel like there's so much happening in the world at the moment, and there is this, like, regardless of what's happening, there is this really strong undercurrent at the moment of faith, of like the people and all of us having faith collectively. And I don't know, I think that is really carrying a lot of people right now, and it's such a reassuring feeling to tap into.
Yeah, definitely. I would agree. And I've actually seen some people posting and like getting upset with people not speaking out as much about what's going on in the world right now. And my perspective is like faith is not something that is always outward. And for me, like protecting my faith sometimes means putting up boundaries and not speaking about particular topics and not pouring myself into certain things that are happening around the world publicly. That does not mean that like I don't think about it and I'm not navigating it in my own way. But I've seen particular people getting upset with like how people are navigating protecting their faith. And it really frustrates me. But I think it's opened up this whole conversation around like, well, how are you right now loving and protecting your own world? And that's super important, right? Because when we are tapped into that all-knowing faith, that hope that lives within, that part of us that knows no matter what is happening, what catastrophes are happening all over the world, that we are going to be inherently okay. And that, you know, when we're in that vibration, we can make better decisions, not just for ourselves, but for the people around us and for the world ultimately. And I think that's just such an important reflection to have, because I know I've been on this journey of like constantly giving to sources outside of myself, not having that faith in myself and thinking, why? Like, I feel so depleted. My actions don't feel like they're impactful. And I'm constantly just pouring from an empty cup, from now switching and being like, it's okay to protect my faith. It's okay to protect what I know is inherently true for me in this moment and pour from a much fuller cup. I feel like my actions have way more impact. Well, there's a very big spider on my as I'm speaking, which is like nice because we're also weaving this web of like a new way of living. And I think that is, I don't know, I just, it's a tough conversation, I'll be honest, but it's an important one to have, I think.
It is tough. And so much came up like listening to you speak about that too. And like, just to preface, I feel like there is a difference between quietly integrating what's happening and then just being flat out naive or ignorant to what's happening in the world. I think that's two very different things. And we're seeing both spectrums of that at the moment. We're seeing people who are just absolutely ignorant and just naive about what's happening, but then we're seeing people who are helping in so many other ways that aren't outward. They're doing it in their own space, under their own roofs, and in their own ways that is aligning with them, because one way doesn't align with everyone, you know. So there's that. But also what you were saying about boundaries, what was coming through for me and what is actually so helpful in terms of me tapping into being able to have faith, I think that you actually need, when it comes to having faith and moving through hard times, you actually have to have the capacity to see it from that angle. And one thing that I've learned this year in particular is actually having really strong boundaries around who has access to me, how much energy I'm giving out. Because if I am empty, I don't even have the space to hold for myself to be able to even think about, you know, staying strong or being like, not being positive, but you do know what I mean? Like just,
yeah.
Being able to look past what's happening and see the progression that I'm on, rather than like, oh my God, my whole world feels like it's turning to shit. Like this is so hard or whatever. And that looks really different for everyone. But I think that as you, like, and obviously you're speaking about spider as well, and spiders are all about boundaries, right? It's about weaving this web of, you know, what will I allow into this web and what do I need to like flick out of it to keep this beautiful little ecosystem here that I'm looking after. And I think that's really important when it comes to having the capacity to hold space for yourself and tapping into that. I don't want to say higher vibe. It's not even really a higher vibration. It's just that different frequency that allows you to look at a situation and say, okay, I can see, you know, past the the density of it, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And I think it really is about perspective, right? Because there have been times, I'm sure, where we've all experienced a really challenging time and not had that perspective of like, you know, God, universe is walking beside me through this. And I'm sure we've been through times where we have had that perspective and we're like, no, I feel safe, even though shit's hard. Like, it's challenging. Like, and it is, it can be really hard and uncomfortable to navigate. But I think it is a lot about perspective. And actually, it's funny you mentioned like looking back on life as well. I was just having a conversation with a girlfriend on the weekend. I said, I feel like I'm at that point in my life where I can look back on my life and think, wow, like, I'm so grateful that I walked that path because it's gotten to me to where I am today. And I'm so excited to take this journey forward, no matter what that looks like. And I think for me, every time that I do really need to tap into my faith, it is in a moment of reflection. And obviously, coming from a Pisces, I like live in the past, but it's important for me because I have to remember how much I've overcome. For me, it's really challenging to be in today's moment of just like, oh my God, shitstorm. My mind feels like a battlefield. I feel so overwhelmed with my surroundings. Sometimes it's really, for my own mental health, important for me to take that moment to look back and think, this hasn't been the only time I felt like this and I got through that. What's been something that helped you, other than reflection, really tap into faith? I'm so curious.
You know what? And it's so crazy that you are asking this question. I feel like we're so connected because in my head, just as you, right before you said that, I was thinking about like, oh, I need to speak about how helpful it is for me to actually, like, as a spiritual practice, like connect in with my guides and my ancestors and things like that. And I was just thinking, checking your chart as well to see where you're divinely guided, but also tapping into and calling your guides in and reaching out and actually asking for help is a huge thing. I think a lot of people forget that they have the ability to do that. Like, even I do sometimes. I'm like, oh yeah.
That's right.
So you can, and looking up on your chart, like if you're wondering where in life you are, I guess, divinely guided by spirit the most, or what kind of energy that is for you, you can even look up your spirit asteroid as well, which is, I just looked it up, it's 37452, the number. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a phone number. Like, hello, can you help me?
Hello, spirit guide.
You've called. You've called 37452 spirit hotline.
Actually, I wanted to ask you, I've been seeing kookaburras a lot lately, and I know I've heard this before, but I don't know where. Usually they're a sign of like pregnancy. I'm like, I already know that I'm pregnant. But do you like have particular signs that you see? For me, it's like, you know, particular animals and things, and when I'm really aware, I'm like, oh yeah, this is a sign. But do you have any other signs that like come through for you in moments of needing faith?
Yeah, mine's always and always has been a white butterfly.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, always. I've seen them at every moment when I've been outside and trying to like just connect back in with my own faith and my own like surrendering to kind of the universe. Like in those moments, do you know when you're like, oh, okay, universe, do with me what you will. Like, I am yours to be guided by. And then all of a sudden I'll see a white butterfly like just flutter around me, or they'll just like swoop past me and I'm like, okay, cool, thanks. And it's just that instant renewal of faith, right? Is it always a kookaburra for you, or is it like, do you have any other strong guides that show up?
No, but I know what you mean when you're like, all right, I'm putting down the sword. Like, I'm putting down, like, taking control of the reins, and I'm just going to, like, surrender. I've been there many times. Absolutely. I know what you mean. But no, mine changes season to season. Like,
yeah, and you immediately know the message though, right? Like, as soon as you see it, you're like, that's the message I needed. That is what I needed. And it's kind of like, it's like that moment. And this is like, I feel like this is a good analogy for it. It's like you're in a battlefield and you decide to just walk out, take your bulletproof vest off or whatever, drop your weapons, and you're like, I'm surrendering to you, the universe. Do whatever you want. I'm trusting that it is for the best. And it's kind of like what that moment's like when you see that sign. I'm interested to know, you guys listening, like, what is your sign and what does it mean for you? Because obviously there's no set things. And I just find it so interesting to see, like, what shows up for people, like, consistently. I think it's a really beautiful way. It's such a synchronistic way that just renews my faith all of the time.
Yeah, me too. And I think it's, again, a moment of like trust and renewal and faith, because I know a lot of community members can question those signs that come through, but I don't know, in the spirit of having faith, drop us your sign and something that you see, because I think that'd be really, just a moment of strengthening that faith and fortitude.
Yeah, and there's no wrong or right meaning. I see. And that's like another, obviously, like, this is a bit off the script, but with like angel numbers and things like that, there's people that, I know that so many people think that it's like, oh, that number means that particular thing, and I see it firsthand. It drives people crazy. It really does. They're like, what does it mean? I need to know what it means. And I always go back to, what were you feeling when you saw it? What were you thinking when you saw it? And then what happened after that moment that you saw it? Like, how was the trajectory of your day after that moment that you saw it? And what messages are you receiving after that point in time? Because a lot of the time, it's going to be different every single time. And that's also can be the same for, like, when you're seeing your little spirit animals and things like that as well. It's like that reminder to tap in and really ask yourself how you're going and what are you feeling right now, and what's laying on your heart in that moment, I feel, is a good one to ask yourself when you see things like that, and not to be stuck to those meanings that we hear about, like, oh, 111 means like you're about to have an awakening. I really truly feel that.
I feel that too. I know when, like, at the beginning of my spiritual journey, like, understanding what angel numbers meant, I was like crazily like Googling and checking what other people were posting. And I think it's only natural, but I think as you progress, we've all been there. I think as you progress in your spiritual journey, you recognize that you are inherently connected with the universe. You are an expression of the universe in human form at this moment. So you have that wisdom within, that knowing wisdom within. And all you have to do is, like you said, tap in. How are you feeling at that moment of seeing that sign? That obviously it was enough to make you conscious of it, because otherwise, like, our brain takes in, like, what is it, like 3 trillion billion bits of information every freaking second. Like, if you are conscious and aware enough to see a sign and recognize it as a sign, that's enough in that moment to think, like, oh, here I am, like, connecting with this moment, and how has that shifted me from one moment to another? How does that make me feel? And I think that we not only need to have more faith in the universe and God and this whole existence, but we need to have faith in ourselves, because it's one and the same thing, right?
Yeah, which is, like, another thing as well that I feel like is really important, is that, like, don't wait around for a sign. don't put your life on hold for a sign, because, like, you're the magic wand here. Like, it's not that. It's all an emanation of something within yourself anyway, because obviously we're mirrors. We project what we feel and what's going on inside. So it's another thing. So I feel like I've done that before so many times where I'm like, I need a sign. I'm just going to hang on for a sign. Give me a sign, universe. And I just, it's really just put my life on hold so often. And I have just, not that time matters, but it, like, from a logical standpoint, it's wasted a lot of time.
Yes. I'm like laughing so much because I remember when I first moved out home, I had this shitty boyfriend and I was like, give me a sign. Like, and I was like specific. I was like, show me like a bunny rabbit if I'm meant to go in this direction and stay with him, and like, show me the other direction. And I get in my mind for like the next 2 weeks, I was like just looking for bunny rabbits, do you know what I mean? Because I wanted to stay with him. And it's just like, you already know what the answer is meant to be. I was ignoring all of the signs, and I knew it. I was conscious of it too. I feel like we've all been down that path of like, I want this thing, but I'm not brave enough to make this decision, right? And you waste so much fucking energy. It's like, just trust that the scary path, even if it's so unknown, like...
Yeah, the path less traveled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like that's always, it's always the answer, right? It's always that path where you're like, oh, that's intimidating.
Yeah.
But I think that utilizing all these things is so helpful to be able to travel that path. Yeah, I feel like I'm constantly reminded of that as soon as we are coming to the end of Scorpio season. I'm like, yes, you did it. You survived. You had faith in yourself. You pushed through. Like, it's always just so reassuring. And you feel like such a badass as well. I don't know about you, but you come out and you feel like such a badass. And it's fantastic.
It is fantastic. I agree.
It's great. It is great. I highly recommend Scorpio season to anyone.
Everybody who hates Scorpio season is like, no, thank you. I think obviously like the energy is different when you meet a Scorpio person and when you move into Scorpio season. But I know a lot of people who like go off the grid at this time of year because they're just like hunkering down, buckling through it. But you're right, once you come out of it, you're like, oh, I survived another season. And it's something to be proud of. It really is, because the cracks show. And sometimes if you're a control freak like us, we don't always like the cracks that we can't fill in, put a band-aid over.
No, we don't. We don't. And yeah, I feel you. I think we should have a moment now for all of us who've just moved through. I feel like we need like a 1 minute silence. Just do it. Honor.
Literally.
Honor all of us. You listening, you, me, everyone in the world right now who's moving through the dense energy of that Scorpio energy. I think that it's that thing, you know? It's that renewal of faith that pushes you into the last few months. It kind of gets you through, even though it's like equally as exhausting, but then also you're like, hey, I'm strong enough. I can do this. I can keep pushing forward. And really it is the huge reminder of faith itself in its very essence when you're moving through that, that sort of energy. I think it's why I'm subconsciously like, I feel like it's so empowering, and I feel like that's subconsciously why I'm so drawn to Scorpio people as well, because I'm like, you guys can be really fucking intense and just like, sometimes I'm like, just calm down. You are so aggressive. But I am so in awe of the depth that they're willing to go to, and just their strength, their inner strength. I feel like they always have like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it makes sense. It's like literally the sign before Sagittarius, and we've spoken about Sagittarius, and you know that. Yeah. Anyway, it's all. It's just. It just works.
It works.
Yeah, I would. I feel like anyone who's listening, please tell us what your sign is. Tell us how you're feeling at the moment. We want to connect with you. Send us a DM or send us a voice note in the little voice note section And we would love to hear from you. You guys have no idea how much we love hearing from you. So please don't feel like you need to stay quiet. Shout to the heavens. We're here. Talk to us. Talk to us. We need you. I always do the longest outros, but I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for listening today. I hope that you found just something to take from this, and we'd love to know. Please share with us if you did take anything from this that was super helpful, or that helped you renew your faith. Maybe you needed to listen to this and it sparked something within you. Please let us know. You can find us on all platforms and at Divinely Human Podcast on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you guys, and we will see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.